is The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith, Dave Ansell and Sarah Castor-Perry. And we are answering questions. And on the line is Aaron. Hello, Aaron.
Hi there.
Fire away. What can we do for you?
So the question that I had is that I know over the course of our lives we lose lots of cells that die and are replaced. But I wondered what cells are with us, if any, from birth until death. And this is presuming that you live to be, you know, 60 plus or to an old age.
Sure. Well, there are lots of cells that you do replace on a minute-by-minute basis. There are other cells that you replace never. In other words, they do have to last a lifetime. And good examples of this are some of the brain cells. Although you can produce new brain cells during life, and that was a discovery made in the last 10, 15 years, the vast majority of the brain cells that run your brain throughout your life you have to make last a lifetime. And one of the reasons why neurodegenerative diseases like Parkinson's and Alzheimer's disease are a problem is because once the nerve cells in certain parts of the brain die off, they're not replaced. So brain cells are a good example of a cell that lasts a lifetime. Another one are some muscle cells. And let's take a heart as an example. Another reason why a heart attack is bad news is because when the heart is injured by a heart attack, there's an interruption of the blood flow to a territory of the heart, so you will therefore lose muscle cells there. Those cells, in humans at least, and other high animals, are not replaced. They are replaced instead by just fibrous tissue and scar tissue. So you lose physical muscle tissue, and this means the heart loses its ability to pump so well. People used to think that fat cells were something that lasted a lifetime, and that if you overfed a baby, the baby would make far too many fat cells when it was little, and these would be carried through the rest of its life and give it an increased risk of obesity. But in more recent years, there was a lady called Kirsty Spalding, who's at the Karolinska Institute in Sweden, and she actually carbon dated fat cells and found that they last about 12 years. And so you make new ones on a roughly 12-year basis. So you make a fat cell, it will last an average of 12 years, and then you can make some more fat cells. So the answer is your body is a mixed bag. Some cells are made and they're killed off and replaced very, very regularly, very, very rapidly. Blood cells last 120 days, for example. Others do have to genuinely last you a lifetime. Does that answer the question?
That's absolutely brilliant. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to The Naked Scientist. Good to have you with us.